It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Amid the extreme social distancing that is being practiced, some are privately mourning special moments in life that have been canceled or postponed. People giving birth at this time are video conferencing to show their new child to the family, and funerals are also being canceled, forcing some to mourn alone. Ellen Byron, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Ellen.
Hi.
We're continuing talking about coronavirus, but wanted to take a step back and talk about something else. Everyone is practicing social distancing. Right now, various states, a lot of states are closing down bars, restaurants, they're canceling all sorts of events. And this is leading to a more personal note. There's a lot of milestone moments that are happening in people's lives that are canceled because of this. And while people can say, oh, well, that's not important, the greater good, health, you know, these are things that are important to us personally in our lives. These are just another aspect of our lives, things that make us happy, things that are important to us. And we wanted to talk about just all these things that are getting canceled. There's a lot of stuff, people in school, proms and graduations, there's birthdays, weddings, funerals. There's a lot of things that are being canceled because of this extreme social distancing that we're having to practice right now. So Ellen, help us with this. Tell us some stories, because I know you've been talking to a lot of people going through this.
It was stunning to realize how easy it was to find people who were very quietly mourning the loss of some personal milestones. No one was complaining per se because they realized that all of these cancellations are for the greater good. But there is some quiet heartbreak happening across the globe, really. I spoke with a high school senior, one of the captains of her basketball team. Her name was Morgan Ebel, and she had helped her basketball team in Farmington, Minnesota, get into the state championship for the first time in the school's history. And on a Thursday night, she received, she said, the biggest thrill of her life, which was winning the semifinal. And then Friday morning, the championship final was canceled. So she won't ever feel what that would have been like, being in a state championship game with teammates who have been her friends and close players on the team since she was a fourth grader. So that was just a quiet moment of heartbreak for her and her teammates.
It's tough. And I want to keep making that point. These are stories, as you mentioned, there's just kind of personal moments in people's lives that they're quietly mourning. And I think everybody does understand what really is going on. But a global pandemic kind of comes out of nowhere, you know, to the faults of nobody. And these little things, this high schooler that's been working so hard for this, everything gets taken away at that point. Another one that was interesting that you mentioned in your article, funerals. Talk about how that one is affecting people.
I spoke with a man who lives in the New York area, and his father was in hospice care, and he and his family were trying to figure out what funeral arrangements made the most sense. His father, he described as a larger-than-life kind of guy and had tons of friends and was a lifelong New Yorker, knew so many people. And they originally were worried about overflow crowd at the funeral home. And then as alarm grew over the coronavirus in his area, they downsized to a room for just 100. And then they finally realized that they wouldn't be able to hold a gathering. And when they called to cancel, and after some painful deliberations, the funeral home told them, oh, we've had to stop offering any services. And so yesterday, they were planning to hold a burial for the father just with family members. And rather than gather after the burial for a lunch, they decided to do it virtually because all of them were being very careful about social distancing as well. And certainly they hope to plan a memorial lunch at a later date, but all of that immediate sense of community that you get in the mourning process isn't happening this time around, and they've had to very drastically cancel their plans. And I will say, as I talked to lots of different people and with different moments being disrupted, all of them expressed how complicated it is to figure out how you do feel about this, because you realize that there's far bigger tragedies unfolding and that all of this is indeed for the greater good, but yet you do still have some sense of disappointment that plans you thought you had in place were very much disrupted.
We definitely need to keep healthy, help keep others healthy. But these are important things that happen in our lives that bring us joy and happiness, or the mourning process help us get closure and get over things. And those are important parts of our daily lives too, for our own mental health. It's all very important. So I totally sympathize with all these people. Mm-hmm. Another one, pregnancies and births. I have a friend who I think she's due early, mid-April. So she has to give birth in this time right now, practicing social distancing. And how do you operate when your whole family wants to come over and celebrate that new life?
Exactly. And you have a very limited moment in time where your baby is a newborn. And so often you want to gather those closest to you around to share some of that and also probably get a little help. And certainly any kind of gatherings are really avoided right now. I did talk to a woman who lives in Miami, and she had her first baby on March 10th, and she had to rely on a FaceTime call to tell her father about it and also about naming her daughter after her father's mother. And so a moment that would have been quite treasured by both of them in person instead happened over a phone call, and plans for a naming ceremony for the daughter and a newborn photo session, and as well as some close family coming by to visit. All of those plans have been changed again because of that. And all of these things will eventually take place, but the baby won't be just days old anymore.
One lucky thing that we have going for us is that technology is up there where we can do these video conferencings, and it's beyond a phone call. You can do the FaceTime, all that. So at least you can have that face-to-face type of interaction, but it still doesn't replace that person-to-person interaction with a lot of these things. But this is how people are coping, and I'm glad to see that at least they're trying to on this front. But it's just a very tough situation overall.
We're all figuring it out together as we go along. And again, yeah, it was very touching to hear how people were just wrapping their head around how some of life's special moments are either not happening or they're happening very differently than they had planned, given that this is a completely new type of situation to manage.
Ellen Byron, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your daily coronavirus update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.